It's a good song, man. They about to start picking the trash back up. This is a great day.
Yep, the strike's
ending.
Ain't
no stopping us now.
Yep, it started. The trash getting picked up.
They ain't going to pick it up till Monday, though. So y'all got the hold tight over the weekend.
Getting that nice little extra break here. But yeah. The Phillies back. You guys are all the way back in. It took one game, one 13-run outburst to get back in. And this is the way I look at it, guys. I mean, do we not forget what happened a couple weeks ago? I mean, the Phillies went, not to you know, I ruin everybody's parade here, but, I mean, a few weeks ago, do we not remember what happened? They get swept in Houston. They don't score any runs. They go to Atlanta. They score 13 runs in one game, and then the offense kind of went back to being the offense, guys. I can't let one game change my whole perception. It was a great performance from Bryce. But this offense is still very, very flawed as I view it.
You know, I'm gonna give you an analogy that I had yesterday that probably applies to the situation. You know, I was driving home from McGurk's yesterday. Shout out to McGurk's, got my T-shirt on.
McGurk's was awesome yesterday.
And you know, I'm trying to merge right onto the highway, and the guy, he was in a white truck. He wouldn't let me get over, right?
Oh no.
So I kind of yell like, "Yo, bro, what's going on?" Because you know, like most of the time, it common courtesy is to allow somebody to, you know, move over in the lane and let them go. So I was like, yo, dude. And he proceeded to look at me and gave me the finger.
Oh, right? Boy.
So I looked, right, and I was appalled and I was shocked and I was angry. But as I started to drive away, I said, Hugh, you can't worry about what's behind you, bro. You got to just keep pushing forward.
Wow.
You got to just keep pushing. You
know, I don't believe this actually happened.
That did happen.
You said this to yourself?
Yes. I promise you.
I'll take it your word.
I wanted, you know, everything that you believe me to be, I wanted to be that person. But I said, you know what, Hugh? He's in your rearview mirror.
Yep.
Don't even worry about that.
Literally in your rearview
Literally
mirror.
In my rearview mirror. Like, you know, normally in situations like that, you slow down and you want to see, you know, you want to match energy. But you know what? I said, this is a moment that I could take to grow. So, sir, in the car that gave me the middle finger because I was trying to get on, thank you. Thank you for allowing me to grow in that moment. And I'm going to use that moment, TK, to try to help you grow and not live in the past.
Wow, Hugh, I give you a lot of credit. I mean, that was honestly the most inspiring
growth
thing I've heard in some time.
Growth.
I mean, the fact that a guy could flip you off.
Yeah,
and you
normally,
just let
I just
it go.
Let it go.
You just thanked him for it.
I went through so many emotions. Like everybody does when you get flipped off in a moment like that.
Yeah.
But I just let it go.
Well, hey, you're...
Can't worry about what's in the past. TK can't do that.
You're a bigger man than I am. Both
I mean, you just got to let it go.
Figure.
Just got to let it go, man. And then, you know, I kind of thought about that dude that got beat up at the golf course.
Yeah.
And I was like, I don't know what I'm walking into. Because he wasn't no little dude.
Okay.
So, you know what I mean?
I was about to say, he's
got
to have some...
He got some... You know, he's a big dude, so, you know, I was like, hey. My chances, but, you know, I was like, hey, just don't worry about it, man. Just move forward.
That takes some stones to flip you off. I mean,
it was one of those ones where he didn't look and see. He just kind of, you know, just flipped the bird and kept it moving. You know how, like, some people, like, when they cut you off in traffic, they don't like to look at you.
Right, right.
It was kind of one of those.
Oh, you get sideswiped you?
Yeah, well, yeah, okay. You know, just get the, you know, don't look at them. Don't look at them and just keep driving straight ahead.
There you go.
Man, growth, man. That's the point of that. This story was growth.
Well, you are
and
growing.
Moving forward. And don't worry about the past.
That's
move
a step
forward.
In the right direction. 215-592-9494.
I don't like that, Hugh.
Bryce Harper, you don't like growing, Hugh. You don't like emotionally evolved, Hugh.
I'm trying,
I agree.
Man. I'm trying.
I went to Hugh's going to, you know, throw fisticuffs with
no,
T.O.
No, because, you know, been, you know,
that's the guy we know.
Got in trouble for that before.
Well, that's why we love you,
Yeah, but you can't do that.
You got 5 minutes, I'm going to break your face.
You know, we got these bills that need to be paid and, you know, children at the house. So we got to make sure we
stay in line.
We said positive. Examples for our children.
Nicely done. 215-592-9494 if you want to get in. But Bryce Harper, 4 extra base hits yesterday, a homer, 3 doubles. Does that make you feel better about the team as a whole? Does for Hugh, does for Kyle. I'm not there. I need to see more from the rest of the pieces. I still think this lineup is flawed. The bullpen is flawed. And there's still a long way to go before I feel really good about where the team is at as a whole. But there were some encouraging things said about Bryce Harper. And first, here was Dave Dombrowski talking about Bryce when he came back from the injury a couple days ago. Dombrowski talking about Bryce and where he is with the wrist right now. Dave Dombrowski talking about Bryce.
Well, he is making progress. He is getting closer. We kept him back last road trip. It was just a short trip, so he was able to do the work that he needed to. He's starting to progress now where Olivi's doing some tee work and throwing. It comes down, this is an unusual one in that the doctors have cleared him as far as progress is concerned. So now it's more a matter of pain tolerance once he builds up and how he feels. So really nobody knows that answer. The feeling is that he should be fine as he progresses. I don't know the exact number of days we're talking about. That's where the unusual part is, too, because if he continues to progress and doesn't have a great deal of pain, then he can move forward and just get his timing back. Of course, if he does have pain, which we're not anticipating, then you have to take it slower at that time. So I don't really have an exact time frame, but everything is progressing in a positive fashion.
And it feels like it's a pain tolerance thing. Obviously, this would be an indication that Bryce is dealing with that pain a little better. And I would say the most encouraging thing, more than anything that happened in the game yesterday, is this next comment from Bryce. Here was Bryce after the game talking about how well he felt at the plate.
I'm really good. I mean, I really am. I don't want to, you know, put that out there and everybody go, what's he talking about? But I know when I'm going well, and I'm one of the best in baseball. And you know, like I said, I'm healthy, I'm strong, I feel great. It's just putting myself into plus counts. I haven't done that. I mean, you guys have seen that, and I haven't done that. So I feel stronger than ever. I feel like today I think that was being able to kind of go oppo and do those things. Anywhere else, I might have three homers, right? You know, so it's like those are things you think about. And I hate talking about individual and all that kind of stuff, but you guys know that. But today, like, it kind of just, if I get into good counts and don't swing it crap away or in or anything else, then, you know, I'll be right where I need to be.
Hey, I'm sorry, because I was going to ask Kyle to do me a favor. Kyle, I know we're not going to do it right now, but could you pull up the last time when he talked about his wrist and how he felt and things like that? Because I just want to make a comparison, TK. He talked his trash yesterday.
Yeah.
He talked about the fact that he was one of the best in the game. He is in a great place. That's what happens. Sometimes when you listen to these press conferences, and I know it's kind of hard for a lot of us to do, but you got to listen to what's being said. Like when Dombrowski talked about Bryce, he talked about, hey, he's healthy. It's on him to feel comfortable in where he is. And then Bryce came back after that press conference and said, hey, this is good as it's going to get, because he wasn't confident in where he was. And yesterday he was talking trash.
Well, Hugh, I think it's a great point, because with Bryce, like, I don't think he's capable of really faking it. Like, Bryce tells
he's transparent.
Right. He tells you how he feels. Like, if Bryce Harper wasn't feeling great, he wouldn't be able to go out and say, oh, the wrist feels great, I'm one of the best in baseball. Here's how Bryce talked about the wrist just a short time ago.
Yeah, I didn't think I was going to take any other steps forward of feeling better or anything like that. I thought we were kind of at a standstill of it feeling the same the last couple days, and you know, from BP to live and things like that, kind of gave us the same results each day. So I thought today was a good one.
Is it something you're going to have to manage, though, in your mind?
Yeah, I mean, I would imagine so. I'm not sure yet what that's going to feel like. So we're going to, you know, as I go, I think, and as I know you guys will, and Tomper as well. So we'll see you know, how I feel tonight, tomorrow.
It's a massive difference, and that does show you his wrist must be feeling a lot better now.
Well, it's something to be said about being an athlete of his caliber and being centered in tune with your body. And the first cut that we played, it was obvious that he wasn't centered. He didn't know what was going to happen. He didn't know how he felt. And that's what he was trying to relay, because you wake up in the morning sometimes. Like I remember telling a story about when I knew I was done, because my body didn't respond the way that it normally would in other circumstances. And I was like, oh, I can't do this because I don't feel like I felt before. And that's kind of where he was. And they kept telling him, like, hey, well, technically you're healthy. You have to mentally work through that. And sometimes that takes a little bit of time, because when you get hurt, initially when you get hurt, if you have a major injury or something's not right, the first thing you have to do is learn how to trust your body again. And that might take a little bit of time. You know, you're out there, you're trying to hit or whatever. You don't trust your body, so you're not doing the things that you would normally do to allow you to be successful. It feels like yesterday he was in a good space and he trusted his body and he just let it go. And that's exactly what he did. And now he sits in that press conference. And the thing that jumped out to me is like, I'm one of the best in the game. That's the Bryce Harper that we need. That's what got me excited, because that's the Bryce Harper that's going to carry the rest of these cats to where they need to be.
Come on, Kelly.
Don't be afraid.
How can you hear that, man? Not buy back in.
But this is the thing, guys. I've never been worried about Bryce. I've always thought Bryce was going to be fine.
We thought we'd get that version of Bryce again this year.
I thought you would. Wow. I don't know to that degree, but I thought we'd get a Bryce Harper who is one of the most productive hitters in baseball. But the rest of the lineup, guys, I can't let that just overshadow the fact that you got Max freaking Kepler out in left field, who, by the way, I know they ended up scoring 13 runs. When there was a guy on third base with less than two outs early in the game and he hit a ground ball to shortstop, I was about to break my TV.
Wow.
I can't watch this guy anymore, okay? I can't watch Kepler anymore. Like you said, cover up the warts. I want to remove that wart. I want a laser removal of Max Kepler from my baseball team and from my life.
TK seemed like the type of cat, if he won the lottery and he won half of the jackpot, he'd be mad because he didn't win the whole jackpot.
You're not wrong. You're not wrong. Like,
why I got to share it with somebody?
Where's this other guy with his ticket? I want to see proof that he's got that ticket.
TK want the whole, shebang.
It's great, man. But you still got Kepler, still got Marsh, still got Rojas, still got Bryson Stott, JT Realmuto. Come on, this didn't solve all their issues.
Well, it didn't, but I think it puts them in a good place. I think it does. And if this pitching, did you expect to get that from Luzilla last night? Did you expect
Luzilla?
To get that?
What'd you just call him?
Luzilla.
Was that on purpose?
He didn't look like a monster out there yesterday.
I like it.
I do like it. Okay.
He looked like a monster yesterday. So, yeah, you didn't like that?
I mean, his nickname is Zeus, which is strong enough. That Luzilla.
Luzilla.
Okay.
Kind of like.
What do we think of the glasses? I don't love the glasses.
I kind of like them.
I've warmed up to them.
Really?
They kind of look like gazelles back in the day.
I think it's a soft look.
It was
get some contact.
What?
Yeah. It's a like.
I don't know, man. Rexbecks.
That's not imposing to me if I'm a hitter.
You know who he
reminds me of? I look at a guy. I'm like, oh, look at this four eyes on the
Von mound. Miller wore Rexbecks.
They did. He kind of reminds me of Rodney on Joe Cooley. Y'all probably don't know who that is. Like Joe I remember. Cooley? It was an album cover that I remember buying this album. It was Rodney on Joe Cooley. And they had on the stonewashed, like, jean outfit, like, the whole thing. And I think it was Rodney or Joe Cooley. One of them had those big old glasses on. The gazelles. Yeah.
All right.
And it was like, that's kind of what it reminds me of.
Okay. I don't love it, but I do like Luzilla. I think that's a great nickname for him. 215-592-9494. Did Bryce Harper's performance yesterday make you feel way more confident about the Phillies as a whole? That's what we're asking today to start the show. Let's go to Steve in Egg Harbor. What's up, Steve?
Yeah, what's going on? No, it doesn't make me more confident in the team. It makes me more confident about Harper, because if you really watch this guy with his career, when he goes to left field, that is when he's at his best. He can hit the ball out of any, you know, left field, right field, center field, and then that's when you know he's at his best. He could have had three home runs if he was in the park yesterday. He had two of them basically hit the wall, and the other one went over to left field. I mean, that just goes to show you how much power he has. But when you've got Castillo,
Steve.
About time to get a new phone, man.
Steve, I think Steve dropped off there. We'll
you got to get a new phone. Got that
come on, Steve. Steve's usually more reliable than that. Disappointing effort. Let's go to Jeff in Wilmington. What's up, Jeff?
What's up, guys?
What's up, man?
So, Hugh, just a quick reminder. Just remember, in every state except for maybe Illinois, the person on the highway has a right to that lane, so you have to adjust.
Seriously? Even when you're merging?
Yes.
I always thought they had to get over.
No. Now, here's the thing. As a truck driver, if I can get over to let you in, I will, but that's for my own safety, not being courteous.
Okay. See, because I always assume that, like, because, like, when I see people merging, I tend to get over.
Yeah. Yeah, you should if you can, safely. That's the whole thing. If you can't, you can't.
Okay.
That's the biggest – being on the highway every day, dude, that's the biggest concern. Every time, I mean, I go through a lot of areas where there's merge lanes, and it's tough sometimes. You got to make a decision. Do you either stay, hold your lane, speed up, slow down? That's a big decision to make.
Okay, well, cool. Well, I guess the finger was deserved.
Well, I'm still with you, Hugh. Jeff, there are unwritten rules of the road that you should abide by.
Not when you're getting paid to drive, dude.
Okay, fair enough.
That's it. All right, so I don't understand how someone can feel good about Bryce but not feel good about the team in general. Because as he goes, the team goes. It's kind of been that way since he's been here. So that was a get-right game for him because Verlander really doesn't have it anymore. So throwing those hard, straight fastballs, that was good for Bryce to get a feel for what it takes to get back into it.
But, Jeff, where I disagree with that is that hasn't been the case in the playoffs. Like last year in the Mets series, I thought Bryce was fine in that series. The rest of the offense didn't come to play. I thought in the Arizona series, Bryce was largely fine in that series and the rest of the offense didn't do it. So I think, Schwarber and Harper, they're the guys who obviously are the catalyst, but it doesn't necessarily mean everybody else is going to follow along.
Well, if everybody else doesn't pick up the pace and Bryce doesn't, then we have zero chance. So I still feel good about him, being on his game and giving this team a chance to win. We still need a left fielder, dude. I'm with you on the Kepler thing. I can't have that guy out there anymore. I need a bigger bat. I need a more consistent bat.
Yeah, it's hard to watch at this point, Jeff. And like yesterday, I mean, and I get they end up winning the game big, and it didn't matter in the grand scope of things. But it's just like, how many times do we need to see him come up? And dude, like, just hit a fly ball. Like, we're not asking you to get a hit. Just get the ball to the outfield, and he hits a weak grounder to shortstop. It's just like, I can't keep watching this.
The approach has to be, I need to get the ball to the outfield when I got a man on third with less than two outs. Just get to the outfield. Don't try to ground that. Don't try to roll over on a ball. Like, that's ridiculous. It's a bad approach.
Yeah, no, I hear you, Jeff, and appreciate the call. And that's the thing.
Appreciate the clarity too. I didn't know that.
Yeah, how about Jeff giving us the rules?
No,
of
I always thought you had to get over, but I guess now that I know, I don't expect anybody to move over anymore.
But still, though, I mean, where do you stand on that?
He could have moved. He could have moved over.
Where do you stand on that, Kyle? I mean, if somebody's merging and they're clearly trying to merge, if they're running out of room, you just let them over.
Oh yeah, no, you're supposed to. Not everybody does. Maybe that guy was right to flip you off.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Wow. Maybe I deserve the finger.
Okay.
That didn't sound right.
You deserve the middle finger from that guy. Man, Hugh. This is, we're at 10:45 and we've already had three
Vaseline
or four childish moments from him. Man, your mind's in the gutter today. Even
make sure
more
you
than
get
usual.
The prostate check, fellas, because you don't want to have no issues. Like, seriously, you just don't.
Okay.
So how old are you, TK?
I'm 38.
Oh, yeah, you got time. All right. I'm just saying.
So this conversation, this in the last minute, went from Bryce Harper being back to merging over to the other lane.
It can spiral out of control in an
real quick.
To Hugh giving an impromptu PSA to get your prostate checked.
I'm just saying, it just we like to cover all bases here.
Yeah,
we're all inclusive.
Well, hey, you can't tell. Nobody can tell us that you're not looking out for.
I'm trying to look out for everybody,
health.
Man. Men's health. Because a lot of times because you and Kyle haven't experienced this yet, it could be a little humbling. It could be a humbling experience.
It's an important issue. I'm glad we're
talking
about it.
I mean, but you got to get it done, man. And I remember the first time it happened to me, I asked the doc, did he want to go for a drink? Because it felt like we were friends now. We were cool. Like we're super cool.
All right.
So yeah, I'm just saying. Don't be afraid. You got to get it done.
All right. Let's go to Bill of Fish now. What's up, Bill?
Hey, TKU. What's going on, guys?
What's going on, man?
Do I love to see Bryce do what he did? Yes. It honestly looked a bit like a rehab assignment to me. I don't understand why Bryce just always comes right into the majors. I don't understand why
he can't
build his confidence a little bit. I don't know. What are your thoughts?
Yeah,
on that?
Bill. I think
because he can. I mean, he does what he can do that.
With Brandon Marsh, if they want him to go on a rehab assignment, he's going on a rehab assignment. If Bryce doesn't want to do it, Bryce isn't going to Lehigh Valley. Yeah.
No, I totally understand that. Bryce does what Bryce wants. But why not build your confidence, head to AAA, go to Lehigh, mash a couple people, and who doesn't want their confidence built? But either way,
because he's Bryce Harper.
I don't think Bryce is dying to spend, three, 4 days in an Airbnb in Lehigh Valley, to be honest with you.
Nah, I hear you. But, I mean, seeing what he was doing all week, and then for that to happen yesterday, does it make me happy yet? Does it change anything with our team? Not really, no. I mean, we still did strike out 7 times yesterday to Verlander. I'm not going to put that aside. I'm also not going to ignore the 2 games before that. I think the real test, though, is this Padres series. We're heading down there, and, they're a pretty good team. And, it's good to see Bryce heat up, and I just really think it matters what happens there. We don't perform well in Oracle Park, so, you know, let's go down there and see. But my biggest question is, you know, we're still having these issues in the lineup. You know, Kepler's hurt, so not to wish an injury on everyone, but at least now there's no excuse for him to get in. Because, you know, like you said, TK, get rid of this guy. I mean, he's absolutely horrible. Why he still keeps getting opportunities, I don't know. But what is the reason we're not bringing Crawford up? I'm a little curious here.
Yeah, Bill, I think it's that they don't think he can hit for power at the major league level right now. Yeah. But I would bring him up. I'm with you, Bill. And I don't know. Maybe part of it has to do with preserving his trade value because we saw what happened to Mick Abel. Maybe that's a fear. I don't know. I would prefer for Crawford to be up.
We don't know until he's up here. When we're going up against some good teams, too, don't you want to see how he performs at least? I mean, I get the trade value thing, but at the same time, how much are you really going to get for the guy? Bring him up. See what he can do. I mean, right now, we need a guy like that. But, you know, I want to see, you know, these guys get opportunities. And I go back to it, but I don't understand why Edmundo Sosa is not an everyday player. People keep saying they think he's going to get exposed. How do we even know? You know, every time he comes up in big moments, he performs. So, you know, meanwhile, guys like Bryson Stott keep getting opportunities over him. I mean, I'm sorry, but Bryson Stott is just not that guy. So I think Sosa should see the field. But, you know, again, Bryce performing, I still don't think it does anything. You know, Basco week, Bryce performed last year in the playoffs, and no one else did anything. So, you
know, Gotcha, Bill, and I appreciate the call, man. Thanks. And, yeah, I mean, that's where I'm at. It's just it doesn't mean the rest of the lineup is just fixed. It's definitely a step in the right direction. Like, I don't want to diminish what Bryce did yesterday because we all know, Hugh, like, if the Phillies want any chance of winning the World Series.
It starts with him.
It starts with him.
Yeah, and I think it's good for Bryce's psyche. And see, I guess I don't just look at it as last night. I look at it in the last 3 days. You know, because there were opportunities there, even in the first game, that you had that you kind of squandered away because you didn't have any power and you didn't move runners over. I can't remember how many runners were stranded, but I would say at least 10 plus in the last 2 days that they didn't win. So I saw them trying to change their approach. And now you add the fact that it looks like Bryce Harper is Bryce Harper of old. It just feels like they're trending in the right direction.
Yeah, and there's no question about the fact.
Can't be afraid of love, TK.
Well, I'm not ready to jump back in love yet. But I will say, like, there is something to this lineup when Bryce is hitting that is contagious. And it does kind of, I think, give everybody else a little more confidence. Now, I don't think that's enough. Like, I think this team is going to need to make significant improvements. None of that really changed for me. But I do think, like, there is a jolt of energy they get when Bryce is like on. This.
And when he's talking that trash, man, did you hear that trash that he was talking?
That was great.
He said, I'm the best there is.
That's the Bryce I want. That's the
Bryce
I want.
I'm the best in the business.
But yeah, Max Kepler, I forgot about that part of it. He did leave the game with an injury yesterday, a shin injury.
It's a bruised shin.
A shin contusion.
He'll be all right, man. Well, somebody said
the fancy word for a bruise.
Weston Wilson got scratched last night from Lehigh Valley, so. Well, I guess
Weston
Wilson's coming back. Well, let's get fired up. But maybe this smells to me, gentlemen, like a phantom IL for Kepler here. You send him down to Lehigh Valley. You get him some at-bats. I don't know. My hope would be he never returns.
And
but
the fact that, you know, you was chirping a couple weeks ago about your playing time.
Yeah.
Chirping.
I can't stand that guy. Like,
would you fight him? Would you fight him like the dude fought him on the golf course?
Oh, TK would get
no. I'm just saying. I'm just saying.
fight him.
I suggest if y'all on the golf course like Buddy was that took that L yesterday.
TK's going in the pond.
Put your hands up.
What? You don't think I'm a fighter, Kyle?
I mean, like Max Kepler's. I think he's a pretty big dude. Yeah.
No. I don't.
What is he? What is he about? What six? What? About 6'1".
He looks pretty tall.
Yeah, I don't want to fight. You, I don't want to fight so Max much. Kepler. I don't want to fight him. But
he's 6'4".
Ooh, TK, you might be tall.
He's got,
TK,
he's got like 10 inches on me.
You might. Whoa.
10 inches of height.
How about that D, baby?
Come on.
Man, we have spotted him out of control.
I can't say anything on this show.
I mean, I didn't
without,
say.
I just look. Kyle's face just lit up like it was a 5-year-old on Christmas morning when I said that.
This is Hugh's fault.
I feel good that I'm not the only one, though.
Hugh's brought my maturity level down like 10 notches.
You're both in each other's head to the degree that it's just
did
crazy.
Did you see what I tweeted last night when the Phillies won?
No.
Somebody, it said, what did the headline say? And it wasn't mine. I just thought it was funny. It said the Phillies pound the Giants and Bryce bust out. Oh, and I just thought that was funny.
I mean, come on.
Come on.
You can't make this stuff up, man.
No, you can't.
What are you talking about?
215-592-9494 if you want to get in. Did Bryce Harper's performance yesterday make you feel better about the Phillies as a whole? Would love to get your takes on that. We'll get more calls on that coming up. Also, Devin Caney will join us coming up. Devin will talk to us about the Phillies, and maybe we'll get a little
bit. Was she not going to talk to us about Montana?
In Montana, yeah.
I want to know about Montana.
Well, I know that's what you're ready for. So we'll get Devin's take on all that coming up. Tom Kelly and for Joe Giglio, this is the Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.